Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, WAC Upfitters, Accessories Unlimited, and Swope Real Estate. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine, if you're into it, we're into it. Call now at 994-1017, that's 994-1017, to get into all the action. Now here's your host, David Swope.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning. That means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. It's New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And I got to tell you, ESPN Radio really stepped up carrying those NASCAR races. So I may have to change that. I may have to change that little byline if it keeps going. But thank you for joining us on Facebook Live. Also, if you want to send in a question to the show, Yearwood Performance text line, that's 505-226-1442 if you're out of state. But if you're in town, that's 226-1442. It'll come right to the computer. And, I mean, we got to jump right into this, Spencer. Let me tell you, I lost track of what day it was, not this time because I was so bored, but because the rain and everything that went on and having races in midweek. And I got to ask you your opinion. I mean, did they step up? I mean, if you were not a NASCAR fan before, do you think we got some new NASCAR fans?
I think we do. It was a great week of racing all across the board. I mean, I don't think anybody could be any more happy with the events that we had. Of course, we wish the rain would have maybe held off for some of it, but it still made for a really exciting week. Of course, we kicked it off last Sunday, just about a week ago in Darlington, with a very exciting race there. And then we come back just a few days later, and we have one barn burner on a Wednesday late night due to the rain and everything. And then we have one of the probably most emotional roller coaster rides of an Xfinity race that I've ever seen Thursday afternoon with the Xfinity race there with Chase Briscoe with a very emotional victory, hard fought with Kyle Busch on a last lap battle there. Of course, Chase Briscoe and his wife Marissa just this week losing their unborn child days before the race. And so, man, you can hear it through his interview. He was just totally captured by the moment.
Yeah.
He said, this is one of the biggest days of my life after undoubtedly the hardest day of my life.
Yeah.
And, man, I totally see where he's coming from. My parents went through that whole thing, too. I know a lot of other families that have gone through that same situation. How he was able to hold it together for a whole race and be so dominant is beyond me, and that was just pure courage, and it was really, really fantastic to see.
And I totally agree with you. I mean, you get to see the plethora of emotion. I mean, all the way from of course, I kind of joked about Kyle Busch, of course, you know, taking out Chase Elliott, you know, the most popular driver in racing. Now he owned up to it. Now I'll give him that. But then turn around. And then Chase Briscoe beating him. I mean, it just seems like he kind of had the Chase curse, if you will. As a matter of fact, we got some audio that with Chase Briscoe specifically addressing what you talked about.
I knew that in the car would probably be the best therapy, I guess you could say, but I didn't know really how my reaction would be. And truthfully, even the whole race, I was kind of out of it. For sure, the last 50 laps, just emotionally, I was kind of all over the place, but it was still good. I mean, obviously now it's, I'm super glad I came back and raced, but I don't think there was ever a thought of, not going racing just because, that's what we do. And that's, the best therapy, at least for me and my family. There wasn't ever a thought about sitting out, but it certainly was tough. It was probably better that truthfully that the race did get postponed to Thursday because we found out Tuesday afternoon. So it honestly was a blessing in disguise that it rained Tuesday. And was able to, get a couple days at home and then come down here.
So I don't know if you've been watching the Michael Jordan series, but one thing that I took away from that was you know, sometimes the way you shut everything else out and you deal with things is you just get in the moment and you focus on what you have. And I think sometimes that adversity almost, you know, magnifies the focus because, you know, we've got some other audio in which Chase, you know, had talked about how he was all over the place. I mean, he felt like that he was making all these mistakes, including, God, those last three laps. I mean, Bush did everything, dropped to the made up tremendous distance, dropping to the bottom, changing his line, and then Chase to have the wherewithal to change his line, hit the wall. They hit each other. I mean, and talk about being able to, one, win under the diversity, but also who you beat. I mean, the winningest driver in the Xfinity in history, that's got to be on top of that. So here's the audio with Chase talking about that finish.
The race, yeah, it was like I was in a whole other world. I didn't really, it was just weird. I can't even explain it. And then, you know, once we kind of got in a rhythm there, you know, my car wasn't the greatest, so that kind of got me unfocused from, you know, what we were dealing with and really focused at trying to get the car better. And then once I got to the lead, you know, I just, you know, kind of was sprinkling a little bit, and I was like, man, well, if this thing rains out and I'm in the lead, and, you know, I knew Marissa was home watching, you know, both of our families were at home, and just feeling, you know, that weight on my shoulders of, you know, if this happens, you know, that's going to be a big thing for our family. And I'd even told Marissa, you know, Wednesday, like, you know, I'm going to win this thing for you. And, you know, I think we both kind of laughed about it, not really believing it. But, you know, I told her, you know, this could be a huge thing for us to, you know, we just experienced the lowest of lows, and this would be a really, you know, high that we need right now. So, you know, I was just feeling that pressure of trying to put it together. And, you know, I got in a little bit of a rhythm, and then I just kept screwing up, and my car kept getting really tight, and I just kept hitting the wall over and over and over again. And Justin kept getting closer and closer to me, and I just wasn't putting very good laps together. And then Justin got by me, and that caution, you know, saved me, obviously. Then my pit crew did a phenomenal job getting me back out of the lead. And, you know, I pulled away from Kyle in that restart, and, you know, I knew that I just had to, you know, hit my marks, but I just kept screwing up because I knew Kyle was going to be coming. And then I think with three to go, he went to the bottom in three and four and made up a ton of time on me. So then with two to go, I changed my line, and then coming to the white flag, I did it again. I hit the wall off of four pretty hard. And, you know, getting into one, there was no way he was going to drive it any deeper than me. I wasn't going to let it happen, and to be able to drive back around him. And then, you know, he almost got there in three and four, but just feeling that weight on my shoulders, I knew what it would mean to my wife. So I like I said, I just knew that she was watching. I knew emotionally what she's been going through. You know, it's been hard for me, but it's nothing compared to what she feels, just because, you know, it was inside of her, you know, that connection, that motherly bond. So, you know, just trying to do everything I could to be there for my wife. And I'm not the greatest at letting my emotions show and being there. So this is kind of my way of, you know, putting it all out there for her.
I mean, Leo, I mean, how are you not a Chase Briscoe fan? You know, after that, I mean, the second win of the season, incredible talent. And I tell you, this helps highlight the Xfinity series. I mean, this is, you know, I mean, they kind of refer to it as a feeder series, you know, but at the same time, I mean, there's some tremendous talent in there. I mean, what does that kind of mean to you about how the racing family rallies around people? I mean, later on, we got Ginger Jackson's going to come on, talk about her business, but including, you know, rallying around, you know, Josh's tragedy. I mean, that's the number one thing that I love about this racing community is just how they rally around each other.
Yeah, I mean, you said it right there. Everybody is one big family. We bicker just like a real family
right, exactly.
Does, you know. And maybe it might be a little smaller scale or a little larger scale, depending on the action that happened on track.
Right.
But together, I mean, you see it especially when you go out of town and you're racing with, in my case, other New Mexico drivers.
Right.
You really see that racing family bond.
Yeah.
Because we'll pit together. Even if you aren't maybe the best of friends here
right.
at a local track, if you're traveling somewhere else, you're going to be pitting together. You're going to be helping each other out. Because at the end of the day, you want to represent New Mexico well. And we want to let everybody know that we do have good drivers here. And I think that carries throughout every series, too. And there's no exceptions for even the NASCAR Xfinity Series, as every driver that I saw on Twitter after the race had said if they weren't going to win on Thursday afternoon, they were really, really excited and happy for the Briscoe family to see them in victory lane after just such a emotional roller coaster of a week, right? I mean, I couldn't even imagine going through what they went through.
Right.
And as Chase mentioned, I think it was a blessing in disguise for him that the rain did come for the scheduled Tuesday race and wash that out and give him and Marissa just a few more days together just to get over that, because
right.
a lot of people don't realize that these drivers, we're people too, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, it's exactly. so easy to get caught up in the superhero motion of it,
right.
of, you know, oh, we don't have feelings, or you see someone like Kyle Busch,
right.
who is, you know, he has his own way of handling things. They went through their own issues too, him and
yeah.
Samantha. They lost a child too last year, and a lot of people thought that that would really hurt the performance of the number 18 team later in the season. Then all of a sudden, boom, champion, right?
Right.
It just goes to show that, as you had mentioned, sometimes adversity does pull out the best results for drivers.
Yeah, I think it definitely steals some people up. But on the other side, we're going to talk some World of Outlaws as well. Plus, we're gonna break down the two races, cup races at Darlington. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team, with David Swope, the fastest radio host in the West.
Did you hear the news? Marty Sanchez Links to Santa Fe is officially open for play. Golfers, please be advised that tee time is required prior to arrival. No walk-ons will be allowed, and patrons must review and acknowledge the safety and health guidelines while utilizing the course. To schedule a tee time, book online at linkstosantafe.com or call the pro shop at 955-4402. We're pleased to welcome you back to Santa Fe's golf course of choice.
The threat of COVID-19 is real. Please take it seriously. This is bigger than just you alone. Every time you leave your house, you're putting yourself, your family, and your community at risk. Only leave for essentials or emergencies. The only way to slow the spread of COVID-19 is to stop interacting with each other. This is no time to panic, but it's no time for business as usual either. You must stay home. Please care about your fellow New Mexicans. Staying home is the best way to flatten the curve. We are one community. Let's stop the spread together.
This is lawyer Mo Maestas from Mo Justice Law, wishing you and your family well during these crazy times. The health order has not slowed us down. If you or your loved one is injured in an accident, please call Mo Justice at 242-2279 for a free legal consultation. More importantly, our health providers that we work with are open for business and will get you an appointment immediately. So please call Mo Justice Law at 242-2279 for a free legal consultation. So stay strong, New Mexico, and stay safe out there.
Our showrooms are open again for your convenience with certain restrictions at Larry H. Miller Toyota Albuquerque. We are here for you with clean, safe, and sanitized showrooms while staying within the social distancing guidelines. We have a great selection of new Toyotas at low employee pricing where you pay what we pay, plus huge factory incentives available. We make it fair, fast, friendly, and fun. Go to toyotaabq.com for all the details. That's Toyota Albuquerque, Eubank at I-40, your smart choice dealer.
For over 45 years, Clark's Pet Emporium has been your pet's favorite stop. Clark's reminds you that the temperature in your car may be as much as 20 degrees more than outside your car. 85 degrees outside could reach 102 to 120. Please don't leave your pets in the car. Locally owned and operated with two convenient locations for all your pet needs. 11200 Manol Northeast or 4914 Lomas Northeast. Clark's is a proud supporter of New Mexico United. Go United! ClarksPets.com.
Caliber shooting ranges have reopened. Hip hip hooray! Calibers is honoring social distancing. Please make an appointment to reserve your lane. Reserve online at calibersusa.com or call 844-499-3249. That's 844-499-3249. Congrats to the thousands of new gun owners in the community. Reserve a lane, let us know you're new to the shooting sport, and one of our trainers will be available to help you get comfortable with your new firearm. So come on down to our new shooting ranges. Calibers. Shop, learn, play.
Hey Albuquerque, this is Denny Hamlin driving the number 11 FedEx Express Toyota with Joe Gibbs Racing. You are listening to New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, Whack Up Fitters, Accessories Unlimited, and Swope Real Estate. Here's David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And, you know, we talked about, you know, NASCAR, you know, coming back to racing and basically, you know, providing the playbook of how to get back to live racing. And I'd like to make a correction there. The World of Outlaws actually did it first, and I think that they provided a great playbook to most of the local tracks, including seeing kind of some practice and some other things that are coming up. You last weekend went racing. Of course, you know, Taryn is racing this weekend again. Tell me a little bit about your experience and maybe things that were different when you showed up to the track.
Well, it's really different, Dave. We mentioned it a little bit last week when I did the call, and just the atmosphere is so, I don't want to say unnatural, but everybody is just unsure, really. I mean, here's a really funny quick story. For example, I was taking Taryn out during a quick intermission just to go look at the track, and the promoter of the Speedway, of Cortez Raceway up there, came up, and we almost got kicked out because Taryn wasn't wearing her mask because she was about to get in the car, and she didn't have it.
Right.
How many times does a driver have to remember, oh, crap, I didn't bring my mask to come look at the track condition?
Never.
You never think about that, right? So here we are just trying to look at the track condition and almost getting kicked out because the social distancing guidelines. And, you know, whether you agree with it or not, it doesn't really matter, I guess. The point is, we'll do whatever it takes to go back racing, right?
Exactly.
Even if it takes wearing a mask. And if you want to really, if you want to do it a funny way, you can do it like Denny Hamlin, I guess, with did his mask, with having a mask of his face.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, it is different. It's definitely something that we aren't used to. It's so quiet. That's something that everybody has mentioned quite a bit.
Right.
From World of Outlaws to NASCAR and to what I saw, too, is no fans in the stands. To me, it's not quite the same.
Sure.
And I don't quite like doing races that way.
Sure.
But we got to keep rolling, right? And if we can show that we can behave ourselves and all these governors
now you're asking for too much. You're talking about behaving yourself, but at least wearing a mask. But talk about last night's race, World of Outlaws. Kyle Larson, of course, you know, he's only running in the World of Outlaws right now. Not, you know, his NASCAR seat is Matt Kenseth took over it. But talk about that. I mean, he was coming last night. Of course, Brad Sweet, I mean, you know, so dominant, but you know, I mean, that's cool. That's bringing some star power to the World of Outlaws.
Yeah, Kyle Larson had a fantastic night last night in Peavey, Missouri at Federated Auto Parts Raceway. Brad Sweet, though, you can't discredit him at all. He had a fantastic main event. And I want to touch on Jacob Allen, too, who finished fifth in the main event last night. He led the first few laps of that race, and he was so close last year, at this time of year last year, at getting his first World of Outlaws victory. Everybody is pulling for that young man to get it done. Of course, his family, staple in sprint car racing, the Allen family has been for many, many years. So it's really neat to see him and his teammate Logan Schuchart running up front. Of course, Brad Sweet taking the win last night over Kyle Larson, Logan Schuchart, Shane Stewart in the number 71 finishing fourth, and Jacob Allen rounding out the top five there in Peavey, Missouri. But to your point there, too, Kyle Larson having a good time again getting back in the seat.
Yeah.
Last night he pulled off a track record at 9.995 seconds around I-55 Raceway out there. That is just an incredible lap time to me.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, that's dizzying. That's how fast that is. But with Cup Racing getting back to Darlington last Sunday, Kevin Harvick, looking like he hadn't missed a beat, getting that victory. We got some audio from Harvick after the victory.
Yeah, well, the first thing I want to do is just thank everybody from NASCAR, all the teams and the whole industry for getting us back on the racetrack. I think everybody in this garage is so excited to be here. I was up at 6 o'clock pacing around my porch this morning, you know, trying to decide when I was going to leave. So I was excited to get back in the car. Today was just a well-executed day. We were fortunate to, you know, we had the first pit stall, kept our track position all day, and were able to, you know, have a good Busch Light Ford and have good restarts and do everything we needed to do to keep our track position. And in the end, that was the key for us. We had a fast car, but, you know, staying out front was the key to the equation.
I would totally agree with that. But yet, you know, you could feel a little bit of trepidation, too. They weren't really sure what was going on. I mean, of course, Ricky Stenhouse doesn't even make the first lap. And I think that some of that is like, hey, no practice. You know, you've been off for a period of time. But immediately turn around, and Wednesday we had an excellent race. And, of course, got some audio from the mask-wearing, smiley mask, Denny Hamlin himself.
Yeah, it was good. We're really good all day, all night, or you know, whatever. Just we made really good adjustments between the two races and really worked hard to get our car a little bit better than what it was here on Sunday. And really things just kind of worked out. We got that long green flag run where we made up a lot of track position. I don't know where we restarted, but we certainly made up a lot of spots and got to, you know, pretty close to Chase there before the caution came out. We was just going to be a few laps before we overtook him, but you know, at that point then Brad stays out, four cars on the lead lap. We I thought the right strategy, since the 15 was in the mix, I thought the strategy, what you wanted to be on the outside on restarts anyway, so I wanted to come out of pit road last, that way I had fresh tires over Chase, who stayed out there and had two lap tires. And at that point on, another caution comes. We decided to stay out because we had just taken tires and we didn't have enough tires left. So we were trying to re-glue those tires that had two laps on them, and wasn't able to get them glued up in time for us to pit. So we decided to stay out, and it was the right call.
Well, and you know, the rain, you know, last 10 laps probably would have been different. I mean, I'm okay when you look at the drivers that ended up, you know, having good finishes. But really a dominant car during most of that race was Chase Elliott. Chase Elliott showed his displeasure with the universal sign for displeasure. And of course, Kyle Busch said he didn't see it. But here's Kyle Busch's comments from the contact with Chase Elliott.
Yeah, I mean, I'm certainly going to reach out. Him and I have always had a cordial relationship over the years. I mean, certainly we're not near as close. We're not friends like you'd say him and Blaney are or anything like that. But I've known him since he was 12, 13 years old and been racing with him ever since then in late models and super late models and trucks and Xfinity cars, all that sort of stuff. So obviously I just made a mistake and misjudged the gap and sent him into the wall, and then that was entirely unintentional. But yeah, I mean, I'll definitely reach out to him and you know, tell him I'm sorry, tell him I hate it that it happened and all I can do, but that doesn't change the outcome of the night. So you know, I hate it for him and his guys, and yeah.
So Spencer, Kyle Busch still somehow you know, is in all of these stories. Clearly a dominant driver, and of course he owned up to it. I mean, you got to have a lot of respect. I mean, he made a mistake. We know that, you know, his spotter, you know, probably helped him feel like he was clear, and he was looking at not getting run into himself, and that's really what caused it. Of course, you can't blame Chase Elliott. Dominant car, probably could have won that emotion, but the face to face after the race with Gustafson, I mean, what were your thoughts on watching that? I mean, I'm surprised somebody didn't swing. I quite honestly, just because he was pretty intense. I mean, you could see it through the mask.
How about the big crew guy standing right to Gustafson's left there? And I was having to laugh too, because yeah, they were having a little bit of the live audio right there, and Kyle Busch's little crew guy which I'm assuming is his interior specialist, was saying, "I'm just making sure you're not going to do anything, right?"
Right.
And
exactly.
Alan's like, "I just want to talk to him. He owes me that."
Right.
And he's right. I think Kyle Busch did owe him that.
Yeah.
You know, it's so hard to say, too. I mean, how often do we get Kyle Busch saying, "Hey, that was something I did. That was a mistake by
me."
That's very rare for Kyle Busch to say. So, I don't know. I've seen Kyle Busch take people out on purpose before.
Right.
And I've been on both sides of that, too, as a driver. And I've learned throughout the years, the last thing you want to say is, "I did that on purpose."
Right.
So, it's really tough to say whether or not that was intentional. It's a very odd timing for that, too. Of course, Chase Elliott was battling really, really hard with Kyle Busch the whole night.
Right.
Chase definitely known for pinching drivers off and running them down the straightaway.
Right.
Kyle Busch, I think everybody knows how he drives, just very aggressive every weekend, everywhere he goes. But I think Kyle Busch is something that we need in the Cup Series.
I completely agree.
Every great sport has a heel, right?
Yep.
And that's exactly what Kyle Busch is.
Yep.
Love him or hate him, he makes a really good show every week, and that's one of the reasons why I think a lot of people keep tuning in, because, I mean, it ain't much fun if you ain't booing somebody, right?
Right. But I mean, we talk about these, like, Hollywood scripts, right? You know, I mean, this thing's scripted. But, I mean, to contact the most popular driver, you know, he took over that mantle after Dale Jr. left. I mean, you couldn't have written it better. But I will have to say, yeah, I mean, Kyle's definitely driven through people before. But when you look at that, I mean, that does look more like a racing incident. Because I look at it, and of course he did turn right, but we know he turned right because he was trying to get in line there, and that's where the line was. I mean, he could lose some more positions. He doesn't get up there, so you know, it is what it is. I do like that he owned up to it. The funny thing is, I don't know if you saw the post race interview. I mean, right after his conversation with Gustafson, he owns up to it. And the interviewer asked him a second time, you know, and then he had enough. And that was probably one of the first.
Don't ask them.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And it was like, it was probably the first time that I am in complete agreement with them. You got the question, he answered it. Now you're going to ask him, how do they feel? I mean, of all people, Kelba shouldn't care how they feel. You know, he just knows that. He caused that, and is there going to be repercussions? Maybe, but you know,
that's why you got to tune into the Coca-Cola 600 this weekend.
Exactly. So, all right, well, we got a whole lot more coming up, including we're going to talk a little Couch Potato Car Show. Got a new sponsor for that. We're going to be doing it live over at Yearwood. And it's going to be a Tuesday night gig, so something a little bit different. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
Hey, race fans, this is NASCAR team owner Coach Joe Gibbs. You're listening to David Swope on New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
Yearwood Performance has been a staple in the hot rod and street rod scene since 1968. With all the changes in high performance, the one thing that hasn't changed is Yearwood. At over 5,000 square feet, Yearwood Performance gives you the edge you need on the track and the street. Check out a wall full of carburetors and racks of ignition systems, gauges and accessories, including hoses and fittings. Torco race fuel in convenient 5-gallon cans. New Mexico's oldest and largest speed shop at 341 Eubank Northeast. YearwoodPerformance.com.
Tee it up at the Golf Mart in Albuquerque with their Memorial Day sale happening May 22nd through the 25th. All Nike golf shoes are 25% off. Score an epic deal on Callaway's Epic Flash Driver, now only $349. Save big with the G400 Driver, now only $249. Remember, the more you buy, the more you save, and receive up to 25% off all apparel. The Golf Mart in Albuquerque Memorial Day sale happening May 22nd and May 25th. The Golf Mart, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, serving golfers since 1984.
Call Indigo Mortgage today regarding your purchase or refinancing mortgage options. Indigo Mortgage encourages you to shop around, but please include your local trusted professionals at Indigo Mortgage because no one cares more about your mortgage loan. NMLS 188348.
It's Stinkin' Good Septic Service. Atlas Pumping is your number one septic company. They have been servicing the Albuquerque and surrounding area for over 45 years. When you need the stink gone, think Atlas Pumping. Stinkin' Good Septic Service. 898-3936. 898-3936.
We're here today talking to a spider.
Hello.
Miss Spider.
Call me Bitsy.
You're not very itsy, Bitsy.
Well, I do work out a lot.
Spiders exercise?
We move around more than you think.
Can I find your address on the web?
Haha, very funny.
So what do spiders do about preventive pest control?
Just when we think we find a great house, along comes preventive pest control and no more spiders.
And where do you go?
Wherever preventive pest control isn't yet.
Preventive pest control. It's as simple as that.
Your three-step plan for a beautiful, desert-friendly yard? 1. Service your irrigation system often, checking for leaks, malfunctions, and broken heads. 2. Set your turf irrigation timer according to the month and water by the numbers. 1, 2, 3, 2, 1. And 3. Select desert-friendly plants that thrive in our dry climate. Service, settings, selection. Your three-step plan for landscape success in Albuquerque and Bernalillo County. More info at 505outside.com. A message from the Water Authority.
Get back out to the courses in style with Bullseye Golf. The store is open and we are getting things started with a grand reopening sale. Take 20% off all clubs in stock, 25% off your favorite brands of shoes, 30% off golf bags, and 35% off clothing. Sale ends May 23rd. We will use the state safety guidelines and can't wait to welcome you back into the store. 8212 Manal Northeast, Bullseye Golf. That's Bullseye Golf. It's our grand reopening.
Hi, this is Henry Winkler, and you're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope, ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, Whack Up Fitters, Accessories Unlimited, and Swope Real Estate. Here's David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team. And, of course, you know, a lot of stuff on the UNSA Racing Museum event calendar has been kind of on hold. I mean, we're still waiting to find out with Albuquerque Dragway. I mean, to me, gosh, that should be a no-brainer because, you know, I mean, you know, a lot of every pass is a pit pass there anyway. So being able to maybe limit, you know, five people per car, requiring masks. I mean, we should be back to drag racing pretty soon. We just need to change the definition of it. It's not a rock concert, it's a racetrack. Sandia Speedway still waiting. Alien, looks like there's a test and tune that's going on later today. Make sure you practice social distance. That Votto still waiting to hear from. But I tell you, Moriarty MX, they built a new track. What a great thing to do with time on your hands and build a new track. And Jason Anderson, of course, you know, from Edgewood, has done so many things, in his arena in motocross, came and tried it out. So how cool is that? You get a pro rider, to come try it out. Car shows, going on next week in New Mexico. Route 66 Association Moto Tour, is still going to be going. And that's one of the things that I think is really neat is the car community, the car show community, kind of started to embrace, okay, well, you know, the car is the perfect social distancing. I mean, to be able to be in the car and to be able to do that. So it was able to do a lot. As a matter of fact, gosh, I don't know how many graduates I saw riding around in cars with balloons and stuff on. And so joining the show now is Renate Schuler. How are you doing this morning, Renate?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for coming out. I mean, did you drive the car out this morning?
I did. It's sitting out there. My husband's in it, too.
Oh, well, I mean, Russ could come in. I mean, you know, we are, you know, practicing social distancing and all that here in the studio. But I'm glad he's listening. We'll actually send you the audio on this, too.
Oh, great.
So you'll have it and be able to critique yourself, because that's what people always do. But last week, neat event, we had Benny Martinez on with Glaze Factory Donuts.
and a really kind of combo show. You came, pick up your donuts, and deliver. Talk a little bit about that experience. What was that like to be able to send a thank you to the first responders and the frontline people out there?
Oh, that was absolutely awesome. It was so humbling. My crew, I was with the Camaro Club of New Mexico, and there were about four of us who delivered donuts to Rust Medical Center and the Heart Hospital. And it was just a humbling experience to walk in with those donuts and everybody being so thankful. Shout out to Glaze Factory. They made so many donuts. and the cars that were there, it was, I heard Spencer talking earlier about it being quiet.
Right.
And that's how it was.
Yeah.
So it was really, it was different, but man, it was so nice to get out with all the car community.
And
we're such a strong community. So it was a lot of fun. And it was awesome to be able to deliver all those donuts.
So I got to ask you, the passion for Camaros, when did that start? How long have you been a Camaro fan?
So my first car was a Trans Am.
Okay.
It was a 1976.
Did it have the bird on the hood?
It did have the bird.
Awesome.
It had a T-top.
Smokey the Bandit, your favorite movie?
We watched it. So I've always been a car fan growing up. My dad worked heavily on cars. He had a 1923 T-Bucket Roadster.
Wow.
So we had a lot of fun with cars in the family. We went to the races all the time. I've always had a love for cars. I knew I wanted a muscle car. My husband just said, let's look at the Camaros. So I'm like, okay, let's do it. So it worked. I got the car of my dreams. Now I'm just having fun modifying it. And you know, I've been privileged to join the Camaro Club of New Mexico, along with many other clubs that are out there, New Mexico Desert Kings. So it's actually a great experience.
That's fantastic.
I just love being around the car scene. Just got into drag racing a year ago.
Oh.
And, that is where my heart is. Sorry, Spencer.
it's okay. I mean, I used to run Sandia Speedway, and we used to get together with, at the time, Hollywood Hills was still open, the drag strip, because deep down, we're all car people, and the worst thing is for all of us to schedule on the same night, right? Because then we divide the groups. But the drag strip, they just signed another lease to where they're going to be there for a full 60 years.
Oh, fantastic.
In the same location. That is completely unheard of. And they do such a magnificent job, and like the Camaro Club, because I mean, you guys are tight. I mean, anytime I see a post on Facebook, it's like all of you are there.
Right.
It's like the car show is always going. You guys are always together. Well, the same is with the drag strip. I mean, you've got multiple generations. Mm-hmm. You've got, you know, from junior dragsters all the way up to pro stock, and pro mod, excuse me, pro stock is, you know, in NHRA. But you know, it's just such tight communities. And of course, you know, with the we did the story to lead off, we were talking about Xfinity Race and, you know, mm-hmm. how tight the family was and what happens with within the family. I was a bow tie guy. I mean, you know, I mean my first was a Chevy 2 Nova Super Sport, and all my buddies had Mustangs. And so, you know, it was, we got along okay.
Sure.
You know, but it is funny how, are you just as big a fan of Fords and Dodges and all that kind of stuff? Or are you tried and true bow tie?
So I truly love my bow tie, but I'm not a hater. So yeah. I have some great friends that own Mustangs. Many people come up to us in the car community, and they go straight to my husband and say, right. "Hey, this is a nice car." And he's like, "Well, no, it's my wife's car." And they're like, "Well, what do you have?" Like, right. He has a better thing.
Right.
He drives a Ford pickup, so he's thrilled with it. But I'm big bow tie. I love my bow tie family. I love my bow tie car.
You know, it's so funny that you talk about you know, kind of that sexism built into. I mean, my mom used to drive a race car, so I grew up with that. I mean, to me, it was like I never thought anything of it. And to still, in 2020, to still be having these conversations, it's just ridiculous to me. I mean, you know, Janet Guthrie was racing, you know, when I was a young person, of course, you know, Danica Patrick, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And especially when it comes to just buying cars, I mean, definitely The car makers know it. The car makers know that, you know, women like cars just as much. At least they're smart enough to figure it out. But talk about some of the mods. I mean, because, you know, custom paint job. I mean, did you kind of decide that yourself? Or?
So it's a wrap. Carver Customs wrapped it. Kind of told him a little bit what I wanted, showed him some pictures, and told him, make it a stopper, you know, make it something that shines.
Well, it worked.
It does. I'm thrilled with it. I have a C7 carbon wing, a splitter, gorilla splitters, side skirts. Underneath the hood, I have Texas Speed headers.
Nice.
I have a Mighty Mouse oil catch can. I have a cold air inductions.
Cool.
Intake.
The cool part of what you're talking about is these bolt-ons. You know, I mean, so it's not like it's done. I mean, you don't buy it that way, but you can customize it. Lambo doors.
Some
really cool stuff. And I like what they've done to be able to personalize it. And of course, you won best paint in the Dos de Mayo car show. Best of show in our very first virtual car show that, you know, thank God, you know, Casino Azul said, hey, yeah, okay, yeah, go ahead, give it a try, you know, and that made us brave enough that we're now starting this couch potato car series, and we're going to do it every month. Our ultimate goal is to produce a calendar so where if you win a month, you know, and it's going to be all on vote on Facebook, you get that month in the calendar the following year. And your wit of performance, who, of course, you know, Jim never says no. Of course, in this case, he had to check with his wife first because it's a Tuesday night. We're going to do these on Tuesday night, so we're not interfering with the other car shows if somebody wants to go a Tuesday evening. And we're going to do it live at your wit of performance. So we're very excited about that. Look forward to having you in the inaugural, even though we've kind of already decided because it's already May. That we're going to take the winners from the last couple of shows. So your car's already in there.
Fantastic.
But you might as well win the people vote. I think you guys can pack the ballot box, just a Camaro people, because you can vote for all of them. So it's not one of those that, you know, now somebody has to vote for your car and not vote for theirs, but you can vote for all of them. So did your car have its own Facebook page? I was curious. Do you have a social media page for your car?
I do on Instagram.
I love it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fantastic. We're starting to get into this. Spencer is telling me about this Instagram thing. So so we're working on it. As a matter of fact, the Couch Potato Car Show on Instagram, we're also there. So
oh, good.
On Twitter, we're Car Couch. You know, so that was kind of cool. Something real short. But hey, thank you for coming out this morning.
I really appreciate you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. All right. We've got a whole lot more coming up, including we're going to be joined by Ginger Jackson on the other side. She's with Whack Upfitters and Accessories Unlimited. Of course, you all know if you've been listening to the races here on ESPN Radio that they help sponsor that and help bring it to you. So we're hoping that maybe we're going to be able to carry the Bristol races and some other things coming up. But you've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Al Unser Jr. You're listening to ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
In the Acura MDX, available super-handling all-wheel drive responds intuitively to driver inputs, delivering instantaneous power and torque where they're needed most, so you feel greater control behind the wheel. But you don't need to understand the how to feel the why. Test drive the Acura MDX today. Acura, precision crafted performance.
Montaño Acura, located just west of I-25 on Montaño.
For 36 years, Hooters has been here, serving up the best wings and other things on the planet. We're not going anywhere. We may have to do things a little differently, but all your faves are still available for takeout and delivery in sealed to-go bags. Order over the phone, online, or restaurant delivery service. And bring the taste of Hooters home. Hooters, the original wing joint. Still winging it after 36 years.
Animal Protection of New Mexico has been in New Mexico for over 30 years. We form pretty much the infrastructure for animal welfare issues in the state. Nucinda's Community Rewards Program has done everything for the education program with all of the schools that request it.
Nucinda Credit Union, the power of we. Visit Nucinda.org to learn how Community Rewards is impacting communities. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Walt Benson, candidate for the Bernalillo County Commission. You might have stopped by one of my Baskin-Robbins ice cream shops. If so, I'm grateful. I'd also be grateful for your vote in the upcoming primary election for Bernalillo County Commission. I want to help every small business in Bernalillo County thrive. You can learn more at waltbenson.com. Let's move Bernalillo County and all of New Mexico forward. Vote Benson for Bernalillo. That's Benson for Bernalillo.
Paid for by the committee to elect Walt Benson.
You want it right, right today. Get it done the Daniels way. Daniels. Plumbing, heating, and air.
Joe O'Neill from my buddies at Daniels. Would you like hospital quality air in your home? Call Daniels Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. They have the solutions to meet your needs with the abilities to remove 99.5% of all airborne viruses, mold, bacteria, and allergens, home or business. Call Daniels for all your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning and air quality needs. 898-8860.
Here's to each day getting better. Trust Toyota to be here for you. Your Toyota dealers are offering amazing deals and attractive leases on some of our most popular models. Take advantage of 0% APR financing for 60 months on some of your favorite Toyotas, as well as fantastic lease offers. Hope is on the horizon, and you can trust Toyota to be here for you. Today, tomorrow, Toyota. On select 2020 models, excluding RAV4 Hybrid and Tacoma TRD Pro. 0% APR for 60 months with $1,667 per thousand borrowed. On approved credit through Toyota Financial Services, offer N6120.
Hi, this is Al Unser, four-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Swope for the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, Whack Upfitters, Accessories Unlimited, and Swope Real Estate. Here's David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And joining me this morning is Ginger Jackson. How are you doing this morning, Ginger?
I'm doing good. Thank you, David.
Awesome. And so I want to first start off by thanking you guys for helping us bring the broadcast for the NASCAR races. And I tell you, I've promoted a lot of things, but oh my gosh, these four races, we got one more coming, but these three races have had everything. I mean, I have Kyle Busch and, flipping off, getting flipped off in this case by Chase Elliott. The finish, two days ago with Chase Briscoe, and his whole story, and of course Kevin Harvick. I mean, some really, really good races. Just a little crazy when they were going to start, with the weather. First off, let's talk a little bit about, Whack Upfitters. I mean, I think a lot of people, including myself, first off, I didn't know what an upfitter was, but talk a little bit about the organization, what you do.
Sure, absolutely. Whack Upfitters does all of the emergency lighting and equipment for anything from fleet vehicles like Albuquerque Water Authority to crane services, as well as to police units like New Mexico State Police and City of Albuquerque and Bernalillo County, Eddy County. Carlsbad, we kind of go all over and we build police cars, prisoner transport systems, fire departments. So we do all of the lighting and emergency equipment, prisoner cages, those types of things.
It's pretty interesting because I've never really thought about, I just assume that came on the vehicles, right? That when they order them, they show up with it, but that's not the case. I mean, you actually have to outfit it or upfit it, I guess would be the phrase, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we get a car from a dealership, and we're the ones that actually turn it into a police unit.
How interesting. Disclosing too much, you ever get to drive around and just like fire up the lights and just make sure they're working? You ever pulled over a friend?
No.
Is that against the law?
Yeah, that is against the law.
Okay.
But we do turn on the lights and have a little fun in the shop.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, because I probably would be in jail for that, because that would be the first thing I would try is try and pull over a friend, hoping that I could get away with it. But contrast that, I mean, you guys have also acquired complete access and control of Accessories Unlimited,
yes.
Which has been a staple in the community forever, including I know that we've had a couple of radios installed, especially before our big epic trip that we went in there, and my wife was like, I got to have satellite, because we went, you know, all the way up to upstate New York and down through Tennessee and the whole bit with the kids in the car, and we need to be able to entertain them. But talk a little bit about, you know, kind of the synergy between the two businesses with Accessories Unlimited.
Yeah, absolutely. So Accessories Unlimited actually gives us the best of both worlds with the government side, with WAC Upfitters. Accessories gives us that retail side. So we're able to, again, help our fleet vehicles as well as the normal retail customer on getting stuff to upfit their vehicle. So whether that be customizing it, I'm redoing a 2007 Subaru right now.
Awesome.
And we're putting
Subaru
all kinds
Subaru people
of
are nuts, by the way.
Oh, great.
My wife has one. Sorry. Well, I mean, they're nuts so, about their Subarus.
There you go.
They're not nuts.
I've never driven
some of them
one
are.
Before, but this is the first time. But we're doing all kinds of cool things to
yeah.
it. And we do mostly new vehicles, window tinting, remote starts, alarm systems, which we definitely need in
yeah.
our area, unfortunately.
Yep.
We do sunroofs. So we're the only company in New Mexico that has a certified sunroof installer. So if your vehicle doesn't have a sunroof in it now and you want to take advantage of our beautiful
310 days of sun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We are the people for you. So it actually does, they complement each other in the fact that when WAC needs something, accessories can step in and vice versa. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's really two great companies to have, for sure.
You know what's an interesting thing one thing I like that you add is you don't realize you need it until you have it, is that backup camera.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, yeah, once you've had a backup camera, it's really hard to, in a rental car, it's really hard to go back in your own car and not have one. And I don't know, maybe it's just I'm old, but turning my neck around and stuff to try and see is not as good as just being able to look down at the camera.
Absolutely. And we have great solutions for that. Again, like I said, I'm doing a 2007 Subaru, which
yeah.
doesn't have that. However, we do have backup cameras that you can install that with a rear view mirror. So you can
wow.
actually get that in an older vehicle and have that backup camera. The camera is right about the license plate area. So perfect angle. And then your rear view mirror has that screen on it, so it's amazing.
Well, at Super Nationals, as across from your booth, it's all this camping stuff. I mean, that was amazing. I mean, where you could actually, like, I think they had a, and maybe it was just for display, but they had a tent on top of the vehicle.
Actually, that is a new thing now with Outlander. We
yeah.
can provide all different kinds of
yeah.
tents that can go up on top of the vehicle.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So how would people reach out? I mean, where are you located? Are you on social media?
Sure. We actually are on Facebook and Instagram. You can reach us at 2322 Candelaria. Our phone number is 505-888-5811. You can reach both companies there at the same number.
Awesome. Well, that's fantastic. And you got a showroom, so if you really don't know what you want, you can come in and check it out.
We can order anything that you want, even if we don't have it in stock.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, and by the way, wishing Josh luck today. Going to take the legend out and try out this new Alien Speedway. So I'm going to have to have him, you know, give me a call, tell me what about the track, about the facilities. I know nothing about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll have him call in.
Awesome. All right. Well, that's another edition of the New Mexico Motorsports Report. Thank you, Spencer, for coming out. Thank you, Kelly, for the audio and stuff and all the added excitement that nobody knew about, that you made it look professional. But next week, we'll have another whole edition of the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team. Oh, by the way, and tune in for the race on Tuesday, the truck race presented by WAC Upfitters and Accessories Unlimited. Thank you so much. We'll see you. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend.
Hey Albuquerque, this is Bubba Wallace, driver of the number 43 Camaro ZL1 for Richard Petty Motorsports. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hey Albuquerque, this is Brian Urlacher. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
Thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, WAC Upfitters, Accessories Unlimited, and Swope Real Estate. This has been the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Join us daily at nmmotorsportsreport.com and become part of the community. Tune in next week when your host David Swope will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you're into it, we're into it.
You're listening to ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team, KQTM-FM, Rio Rancho, Albuquerque, your flagship station for New Mexico United Soccer.